This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Friday. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Do appreciate you being here. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News. And for Chad today, stylesfinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. We are talking unexplained things in the sky today because there is a new app that's out. It's called Enigma, a way to be able to easily report these things. Richard Chin wrote about it in the Minnesota Star Tribune a couple of days ago. I thought it was a super interesting topic. And we open up phone lines to folks who might have a story. And we have Alan, who's been patiently waiting to tell his story here. Alan, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Hi.
Tell us your story.
Well, it happened this past Christmas. I live in an apartment building down in Sleepy Eye, and which is a small town, so I wasn't expecting to see anything. But I was looking outside about 8 o'clock, and it was a perfectly clear night, so I could see a lot of stars and everything. But I was looking up at, there's like three tall trees right across the street from where I live, probably 75, 100 feet high. And in the middle tree, I happened to notice that there was this rotating object. What I noticed right away was lights, like Christmas lights, blue and green and red. You know, they were just blinking off and on. And it just stayed above this tree. And, you know, right away I thought, well, maybe somebody had put Christmas lights up on the top, you know, because it was around Christmas. But it wasn't that. It just, you know, it just kept circling, you know, above the tree. And then finally, it started moving really slow across the street towards my apartment building. And I opened up the window, and I could not hear any sound. So I know it wasn't an airplane or a helicopter or... And I don't think it was even a drone because, you know, from what I've seen drones, you know, they do make some kind
of
noise.
Yeah, that's so we've got Alan,
you know,
on the line
that close.
Calling from Sleepy Eye. Yeah, that was going to be my question, Alan, is if you thought it was a drone. Did you get any idea of the scale or the size of it?
Oh, it was only probably 1 to 2 feet in diameter. It wasn't very big. But, you know, it did move. And since it made no sound, and it just made a straight line right over my apartment building. Now, I was thinking of going outside and looking at it, but, you know, it was winter and it was kind of cold.
Yeah.
And you know, I would have had to put on, you know, shoes and a jacket and everything. And I just figured by the time I got outside, it would have gone over, you know, and just kept going.
Sure.
But no. You know, so, you know, I've never seen anything like that.
Huh.
I just can't figure out what it was doing. You know, it moved, you know, I couldn't see inside the lights, you know. Obviously, it wasn't like a big spacecraft, you know, where you could see windows or anything.
Sure, sure.
Like I said, about 1 or 2 feet in diameter. And just blinking lights, you know, like Christmas lights around it. And then it just slowly moved over the apartment building.
Well, Well, Alan, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. We're talking to folks about things they've seen in the sky. 651-461-9226. Brent is on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. So, Brent, tell us your story.
Hi, Chris. Great show. I read that article, too. It was a good article. So back in 1981, when I was like 18, 19 years old, I came home from men's league hockey late night, and I parked my car in the end of the driveway. I got out, and I looked up, and I saw like what the guy before me just said. It's like 1 to 2 feet diameter. It was like three lights on it, and it was hovering over my neighbor's house. And I got, what is that? And I bent down, I was getting my stuff out of my trunk. I bent down and looked at it. Like, I was scared, kind of. You know, I was like, what is that? And there was no noise, no nothing. And I was like, what is that? It's funny. You know, going up there, and all of a sudden, right to the left of me, it took right off like 1,000 miles an hour, and it was gone. I was like, what was that?
No kidding.
It had to be some kind of UFO. I've told this story, many, many times to people. It's like, you're crap. It'd be like, we don't believe you.
Well, that's the problem, Brent, and I'm glad you brought that up because I think that was sort of the implication of the underlying theme of the article too. It was like people are afraid to say anything because that you're going to think that I'm nuts. And this was 1981, so it definitely wasn't a drone, and this was well before phones too. So I mean, this is just something that I'm sure this has stayed with you your whole life, right?
Oh my gosh! I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember bending down. I remember in the car I had. I remember just how like what was that thing? And bam, it was gone. You know, and holy America, it didn't make any noise, no nothing. And so I didn't sleep very good that night. I remember laying in bed thinking about what was that and why was it here.
Oh my! I don't know that I would if I'd ever sleep good the rest of my life. I remember a long time ago when I was a little kid, my stepdad came into my room. I had a telescope at the time, and he grabbed my telescope because they'd been looking out the window. And you got to know my stepdad. This dude's like the most practical un-UFO person you'd ever meet in your life. And they saw something out there that looked weird, and they tried to look at it in the telescope. And of course, it was, I don't know, 1983 or something, and the telescope was probably terrible. But that night, I could not sleep all night that night, and I didn't even see it. But the fact that my stepdad was over there looking out in the sky for something. So.
I saw another one time, too, but I don't remember the story. I can't remember where it was thinking about it. But this one here stuck with me.
Yeah.
This one here was... Maybe did they give me? I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Well, that's crazy, Brent. I appreciate your time. Good to talk to you.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Chris.
StylesFinancial.com, Talkton text line, 651-461-9226. Lots of you are texting in. We'll read some of those when we come back. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Time right now, it's 12:54. It is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. Appreciate the conversation today. StylesFinancial.com talk and text line has been lighting up with comments about UFOs, including one that said, are you nuts? Fair enough. Another one that's a fair question. Another one says, while looking through a large telescope at Eagle Lake Observatory out at Baylor Regional Park, Norwood Young America area, I saw in the eyepiece a round object going across the field of view. Halfway across, it just immediately 90 degrees straight up and out of sight. Said it would not be visible to the naked eye looking up. And we have an eyewitness account right now with Scott. Scott is on the line. Hey, Scott, how are you? Tell us your story.
I'm up in a couple hours, and I saw something. There was something in the sky. It was, I would say,
Darn it. I'm unable to hear Scott. There's cell phones breaking up. Scott, if you can hang up, maybe try to call back. I don't think we're going to get time yet in the hour here. We are hearing, I will read you some of the more of the texts. I do believe aliens do exist. Out of all the sightings, one has to be an alien. I mean, Stephen Hawking is one of the greatest minds of our time, no longer with us, but he was one who did believe that the vastness of the universe, there has to be something out there. He's a numbers
space,
guy.
One might say.
He's a numbers guy. Yes. He's a numbers guy. He was like, how is there not? How is there not?
Might not be little green men.
Right.
Might just be little amoebas.
But. Right. One of our well, and the whole scale thing, we heard a couple of callers there. We had Alan from Sleepy Eye, who was referring to the size of the thing that he saw, mm-hmm. only being a couple of feet as
yes.
near as he could tell. Said it was not a drone, as far as he could tell as well. And Brent had a similar story about something that was smaller. I guess in my head, I was thinking, bigger. Size of a Cessna.
You're thinking War of the Worlds kind of stuff.
Or something gigantic, yes. Or like any of the alien movies of our time here over the last 20 years where the thing is so gigantic, like it takes up the whole sky.
Blots out the sun and the entire sky.
Right. Why couldn't it be small? I mean, I don't know. Makes a great point. Appreciating all your comments here. This is good stuff. Very good stuff. Shaletta just walked in and she's got an Emmy in her hands.
Why wouldn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Always has an Emmy with her now and will probably be with her forever. From now on. So we'll talk to Shaletta. We appreciate the conversation so far. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.